Hi there, Canucks and friends, and welcome to the Canucks Capsuleers Chronicles. Today, we're gonna speak about Easter eggs, like literally, and skin stuff, because it's included into those. And not only that, we'll be speaking about the TTC going down, some stuff happening to SRS, and more on the CCC.
EVE Online. Last 23,000 years in the future, our group of space Canucks are sorry in advance. I'm Ben. And
I'm Dan.
Your Hoosers from the Great Wide North, here to decode the miseries of wormholes, tame the unruly drones with the Timmy in our hands, and keep you, fellow Capsuleers, in the loop about all things EVE Online, from Canada to the edge of New Eden. So grab your double-double, kick back, and let's dive into the Canuck Capsuleers Chronicles. So get ready, set, and aboot we go!
And we're back! Hi there, Dan, how are you?
Hi, Dan, I'm good. What about you?
I am great. So, well, first of all, who might we be?
I'm Dan. You're Ben.
Yeah.
And we are co-CEO of Sorry in Advance, an alliance in wormhole.
Exactly. And Dan is also... Ben. Yes?
Yeah, I'm also the voice of the Chronicle of New Eden.
Exactly. Yes. A podcast on the lore of EVE Online. So, well, actually, let's just jump right into the news. So, let's put that here. Last week.
So, just before yes. We continue, does it work for you on Twitch? Because, like, I have difficulties with it tonight.
Yeah, it seems to work.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So last week, toward like the end of the week, we got like this kind of RP-ish like article saying that Evermore is accusing the NES, so the New Eden store, of Capsuleers monopoly. There's a lot of stuff happening between those entities because we know that with the NES, we can buy stuff there. And for like everything that's to do with the Evermore and the Evermarks, it's not as easy as the NES.
It's not like accessible.
Exactly.
Like the NES. Like you have to be close of a big hub like Gita or more.
Lidixi, Heck, Rands are low sex big places.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like this article pretty much says that like one is not happy about the other. And they know that Evermore are constructing something big. And what might that be? Well, we got a pretty good idea about that.
So they made a lot of story about like the Evermore being angry after the NES and the NES saying thing and like intimidate them, but just a bit, just gently intimidate them. I don't know if it's possible, but that's what they said. So the Evermore want more place in New Eden.
Exactly.
And want more money and capture buy from them.
Exactly. So let's go back in time and see what has been said at the last FanFest. Evermore.
So it has been said. Yeah, we talk about the Evermore in the last FanFest. They said they're gonna get new Paragon mission, new daily challenge. We already like new daily challenge, a transaction log for both EMS and LPS, and Paragon representative in your stations.
So in play your own stations. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that means you can be you could be in the wormhole and having a Paragon representative. Which is good, because to be honest, I never use my Evermore. Because I don't really go to Jita with my main, so...
Yeah, exactly. And, like, it's not... Like, you won't move necessarily for that, but, like, sometimes, like, you're just in station doing stuff, and, yeah, it would be just really easy just to click there and, like...
Yeah.
Make yourself a beauty.
Like, you're talking to your friend and just, like... doing something in the station, and you're just like, oh, I can buy a new logo or anything. So I think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, well, that's what we can guess from the article, because something big coming from those guys, and it's been announced, and now we're 6 months after it. Yeah, let's go that way. But let's have a reminder about what else has been said at the FanFest that we might expect as, let's say, something that might be given to us, well, maybe soon. So here, we got three Gilas with a different kind of skin. Nothing extravagant there, but let's have a closer look of the structure skin art tool as presented in the FanFest. So right now you can put color codes on your structure. You got three layers and that's it. But what has been presented at FanFest is that you could then put different kinds of lighting, your icon
tree around the part of the station.
Yeah.
You could have an atmosphere. And it could be really soft, or really you don't see anything through this.
Yeah, volumetric clouds and stuff.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So, and not only that, is getting different kinds of emblems and logos directly on the ship, not as hologram as we got right now with the Alliance and corporations.
It's just sticker directly on the ship.
It feels more integrated than just floating, hovering over it.
And they were talking also about texture on the structure. So
yeah, exactly. We got a few here for those on the podcast. We see the Brave logo with the different kinds of textures, some oily, some stripe ones. So quite interesting what has been presented then. And there's also been everything that's to do with the heraldry and exploration. That's looking just awesome. And
having light everywhere, and most of all then
statues on structures, because they look funny. So I don't know, we got this one, and then we got another one further down where there's four statues there of people screaming, kind of.
Yeah, that's really look nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can choose four different tune, or only just one, three time or four time. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that would be nice, and I hope it's happening.
Yeah, but
I hope.
We also got other example here. It's a beautiful keep star with volumetric clouds, banners, holograms of people. It really look awesome. Maybe we'll be able to put holograms that have different pose. Yeah. Maybe we'll be able to make them dance like a chicken, so that it can not only be Hall of Fame, but could be also a Hall of Shame to put on your structure. That could be really, really funny. What else do we got? That's pretty much it. So yeah, different skin that could be applied on the ships, but like the skin that you could do yourself.
Customize the color, where the thing's gonna go, and everything. Yeah.
Yep. Here we got another example of a logo that is not into like the usual logo list of the that we got on Eve. It is applied directly on the ship itself. So it look like this one looks weird. Like it's not the hologram. So yeah. Then we got again the volumetric clouds. Here we got like some ideas of interface that could be happening.
Oh, yeah. We don't know if that's gonna happen. I mean, they change already the inside of the structure.
Yeah.
Everywhere, so I don't think they're gonna change it again.
Yeah.
So soon.
But like we don't know because those are like all from the art team that are like doing amazing work. We don't know. Those are like all ideas. So here we might guess that the undock would be there, that you would have like maybe planetary there or whatever. And they have like other ideas where like he got like the open fitting screen there and different kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. So you think it's gonna happen like soon, Ben, or?
Well, with what has been announced, and before we go further, there's this drawing here of a Rifter with, let's say, hand-drawn, emblems, skins, hologram, and stuff. Keep that in mind, okay? Because Hilmar, and now, we got Eve Online on Twitter that retweeted the Hilmar post. Just like posted this.
No, not this.
Here.
So yeah, he posts the Easter Bunny were there, and that's an Easter Bunny gorista.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have a lot of chocolate and. It's written like happy Gorister.
Yeah. So. And just underneath, like bring chaos to the waistline.
And it has a egg.
On
the side with a big chocolate. But if you look in the background of this egg, it has something quite interesting.
Yeah. There's an Easter egg in the Easter egg.
Inception.
Inception eggs. Go ahead.
We're seeing a ship behind with a lot of colors. It's like pink and blue and yellow and maybe a bit of black there. It's not beautiful, to be honest. But still, it have a ship with unusual color of skin. And it have on the side different faction that you can, the different faction of ship.
Yeah,
and
but it's like all blurred out, like all of focus.
Yeah, it's the second plan. So that's
yeah, but keep in mind, it's taking half the picture.
Not that much, Ben.
Well, if I go that way, see, 3/4 of the picture if I...
of course, if you could cut the picture, you're going to be right.
So, it really does look like the skin art tool that we got for the structure right now. The structure right now only got 3 level of coating. This one here got 4. We got, in the background, what looks like a Punisher with 4 different colors. That really looks like what's coming soon, because last week we got the RP-ish thingy that we just showed, And now this week, we got the Easter eggs. Well, this here. Meaning that, well, next week is going to be out, right? That's how that goes.
Well, they have like a long weekend, so they have to do something out of it.
Eating the chocolate.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, like eating chocolate.
Well, I'll be eating bacon and maple syrup this weekend. Yep. It's going to be awesome. So yeah, let's actually like segue into the Eve Montreal. First of all, have I give everything? Oh, no. There's something that I've missed. Because last year in October, if I remember correctly, I've interviewed CCP Nomad and CCP Mischief on Talking and Station. So I'm giving you the link here. So that
Why are you giving us the link, Ben? What was so interesting that we need to see it?
Because in this, they explain what they have in mind so that you can make your own skins and like save them with Plex to like make like a permanent skin that then can be sold on market, given to your friends to have like really like get your artistic soul out onto ships. So in that interview, you'll have more details about like all that is coming for that. It's a great interview, great people there. Yeah, you should listen to it if you're interested into painting your own stuff.
Yeah, of course, everyone is interested by that.
Yes.
I mean, aren't you?
Well, that's something that I'm going to put time on to have, like, really good-looking ships.
Or that's important.
So, yeah, we were talking about the Eve Montreal that is coming this very weekend. So, last Saturday, them and I were not playing Eve Vanguard.
Yeah, we didn't add time, but we are ready for the Eve Montreal this weekend. I wanted to show how we put thing to be sure that no one's gonna.
Oh yeah, sure.
So I'm just gonna be back in a second. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, so Dam's gonna like show you like a few things that we did, so that you can understand a bit of the effort has been put into making sure that all the piece of art that we've been given can be safe, given back to those that will win those. So it's actually like really interesting. And as I'm trying to not do some stuff, I'm trying to get all of the list that people will be able to get once their Windows capture. Let's go to. No, not that one. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Won't be too long, damn. I am sorry. Here we go.
Sorry, that was me.
So
we want to be sure that whatever you, the transport you're gonna take are like wherever you go after, everything gonna be secure and it has no chance to break it. And I think. I'm froze.
Okay, so I've unfrozen you.
Thank you. And so we did that. So you're going to be able to bring Rick's art to your home.
So yeah, in that case, that's the hurricane wand.
So, yeah, so just like, just don't open it at the sugar shark.
Yeah, with your greasy and sugary hands.
Yeah, with like bacon, beans, and maple syrup everywhere. And we did that for the Lord George part.
Yeah.
So no one's gonna be like able to.
Yeah, and like those pieces of art
arrive safe at home.
Yeah, those pieces of art are like they are all like protected inside it, so that like there's no scratch. So yeah, and if you want to see like everything that we've got here, it's gonna be like the file that's gonna be like given at the Shirker Shack, so that people can pre-choose like when their name is gonna be like let's say given out, so that they can have like let's say a list of three five favorites that say okay, so I want like the Vagabond, the Munin, or let's say a USB Rifter, for example. So that way, when like it won't take forever when we'll be at that point. But look at all that we've got. Those are like extra that you'll get, and you'll get like your bag of swag as you're come in with your name tag and everything, super sweet. And then after like the last dessert, and after like while we'll be like taking our snow our maple taffy, we'll do this. And look at those, like we got like those or USB Rifter. Here it's not on the like a little support, but you plug it and then you can like charge USB stuff with it. You got all of those of
making little light. That's beautiful.
Really awesome. Like you got all those of Rick's, those of Lloyd's, and we also got this one here, the Universe of Eve Online. It's looking gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a book. The last one is a book. Yes. So, yeah, that's going to be really nice.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I hope I'm going to have my name out then.
First?
Yeah, first.
Yeah, like I would like to be.
No, it looks soon, like we treat it.
Yeah.
Trick it. If I swear well, I go out first.
I won't be the one like picking up the names. So
of course.
It's all right. Okay, so next up we got something happening with the scope. Actually, we partly covered that last week. Where's my window?
So we are about the scope. Yeah. They have been like some scientists have been kidnapped last week.
Yeah, some geneticists.
Chemaltech has suffered.
So that's like actually like the pulse that we'll link you.
In the TXWTAC EI system.
And basically, like they were going to NOSEC with a little bit too much of publicity around it. So. With a long road, so
an auger.
Exactly. Basically, they just asked Capsuleers to go here and explode that chip, which it's exactly what happened. And from this, we got a footage of the geneticists that are into some cargo somewhere, and they I think it's Chemtech that is offering $1 billion for each geneticist that will be given back alive. So yeah, that might be of interest for might be snuffed out that got them. I hope that they will be asking for more than $1 billion if they are so important.
Yeah, I feel that's not much, 1B, but
1B each. So I don't know how many they got. So if they got 8,
okay.
I'm sure that there's place for like an agreeable settlement there. Here we got like all the things that we were like trying to decrypt last year, but not last year, last week. But without the glitching. See how beautiful those things are. It's just like awesome.
That's so clear.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So do we read them? No, we
tried. We read them last week.
Okay. And we are the next news. Yes, the frigate free for all. So what is it? Do you want to explain it then? Or? No, it's not ready.
Sure. So the frigate free for all is the place that you want to be on the 28th of April. It's going to be a Saturday in Uleta. Okay, that's where you want to be. That's an awesome event where, like, you'll be handled free frigates to just go out and pew pew on everyone. Awesome stuff. It's in LOSEC, so like you won't be bothered by Concorde. Your security status will be modified, and it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it's always fun. It's a bit chaotic. You're just getting in the station and you just get your ship and you go out, you kill some people, you get killed, you're going back in the station. So yeah, that's really awesome, to be honest. You find people that, I don't know, you talk back in the day in the local, you start talking to them, you fleet up with them. And yeah, that's a bit chaotic. I really like that. Also, we don't have a big list of blue, so we are not bothering. Like, we just killing people and don't care.
Really enjoyable. Yeah. And a little trick, put your dead clone in Willetta for the like the duration of the event. Because smart bomb does happen.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, so be there. It's the 10th one. Is an amazing event. It's done by Rix Jarvix, that is one of the friends of the show. So yeah, we'll be there, that's for sure.
Yeah, of course we will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then we got a new YouTuber.
Yeah. And while you're preparing the thing, I'm just going to say to you, like, if you like what we are doing, just do a little heart, a thumbs up, and follow us, please.
Exactly. So here we got, it's New Eden Times News Network. So this guy here is brand new on YouTube and is doing a nice job as bringing in different news. He's been covering the SRS battle. He's been interviewing different people from different side. Well, except SRS were not answering the calls. So we don't have, he could not get their answer. So SRS, if you're listening, please answer this gentleman so that he can have a complete understanding of what's happening. So first of all, SRS, who are those monkey? Those, if you're not familiar with them, it's because they are in the Amarian space mostly, and they are Wardeckers. That started a few weeks back to ask protection money.
And yeah, they were already eating Isaac structure when it didn't add too much risk about it. So they were already doing that. They were asking for, give me money, I won't shoot your structure and things like that. So I'm not surprised it's escalated to a protection thing. And yeah. What next?
So yeah, go take a listen and subscribe to this gentleman channel and give him some
I've put it in the chat, so yeah. Just go there, follow the link. Give him some love.
Yes, exactly. Show him how the EVE community is great with their media. And in that case, he's actually doing a great job. So I don't know what I'm seeing here.
I don't know either. I'm trying. I'm a bit hypnotized by it. I'm just what is that?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What? Okay, pronounce. So yeah, so that's great stuff. We talked about the Eve Montreal, that the tickets, it will go out of sales on the 28th, so you don't have much time left if you want to get your ticket for the Eve Montreal. But as we shown earlier, we got like a limited amount of, let's say, big prize. So if we don't get much more people, we won't be sad because we'll have more chances of getting those prizes.
Yay!
Because they are really awesome, and yeah. I would really like to actually have one of those being mine, but we'll see. Yeah.
So lore. We have a question about lore.
Okay, so before that, then, let's actually jump into the lore. Here we go. So the question this week,
what is the best way to move in Ueda?
Best means of transportation in EVE Online. There's different things that we know that exist. Well, for sure, the ships. Okay, there. Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering, is it about the ship or like the? That's why I say way to move, because like.
Yeah.
It's a bit both.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, if it's just like going from like one end of New Eden to the other, clone jumping is just fine.
And if it's like transporting something, well. Not clone jumping at all, but it depends of what you have to transport.
Yeah, like the volume.
I would never like transport important BPO in a crane, by example. I would definitely shoot a faster ship than that, and it's a BPO, so you don't need much space in your ship. So it depends what you want,
where
exactly. You
want
to go.
Because, like, as a general rules, wormholes, I think that we agree, like, are like the best way to transport anything.
Yeah, definitely. You can go to one like end of the universe to the other, and like the other day, do you remember we had like a connection? Like in our space and in Gita space, so it was just like hilarious what we could do with the market.
Yeah, we had like a jump between the both of them. I was like, let's have some fun. So
that's the best way, but it's like unpredictable. You never know what's gonna happen.
Exactly, because there's other way too when you need to actually like get like big volumes that across like vast amount of space. You can use like either freighter or jump freighter depending. So like the big volumes like sometimes might be more difficult to get into a wormhole, and rare are the case that you'll get your jump freighter into an XL wormhole to get it on the other side, but we don't
know. Especially if you're not a wormholer and you don't know what you're doing, and like going through like an XL, it's meaning like you are in C5 at least.
Yeah. So. Or you got a direct one from like NoSec to LoSec. I know. That's how I move some of my capitals out.
Yeah, a direct one from NoSec to ISEC. It's possible too.
An Excel one? Not sure.
I'm not sure Excel.
Excel, I think
it's possible. Excel and ISEC. So yeah, I think it's possible.
You think? Okay, we'll have to figure that one out, but I know that the one that I use for to move my capitals worth to a low sec. Because there's like no regulation on wormholes, so they could not tell you, you cannot go there and you cannot have like capitals in high sec. So yeah, we don't know. We'll have to check that out. So yeah, like there's a lot of things.
But yeah, it have a lot of way to travel. And a lot of, but like, I mean, like, in when you are in Nullsec, and Splitgate are really nice. To be honest, that saves so much jump. They are like, you need to fuel them, obviously, but
yeah.
And like I was saying in a French show, I think it's a wormhole, but like, when we, when they left her to go to New Eden, they went through a wormhole and they never thought about it, but it closed at a point and they were not prepared for that. So that's how New Eden start. So probably they built a Stargate because they were like, I don't want to go through that thing again. It's too dramatic. I'm not sure where I'm going to go. So yeah. Yeah. At first, Stargate was a way more easy and stable way to travel.
Yeah, like the Stargates are really better now. Actually, let's, if I go that, yeah, that's better. Okay. Last week, we got like a question from Badgerman asking, how do you think the Capital Warfare will change with Vanguard and the existing module of tactical recloners? That's actually a really nice question. Because I've heard somewhere, and I cannot put the finger of where I've heard it, that about like the carrier and super carrier being reworked. Because they have like no real place in the gameplay right now.
So yeah, they were talking about like itinerant forge at a point or something like that. We did a short about it. We were laughing about it. But go. I'm gonna let you continue, Ben.
Okay. So like yeah, like just imagine that you can use the fighters to invade like others' carriers with Vanguard clones and take out different things there, or maybe like get into their like the ships that they got, and like get a whole new gameplay because of like those mobile cloning like VAD bay. That would be just amazing. Like kind of a pirate like at the sea kind of evasions, we're using like the fighters of the carriers. That sounds like really great, like a play right there. Just imagine like you get your carriers, then you attack a structure with it, and it's full of Vanguard clones that got their own missions there. Yep.
Yeah,
sounds yeah. Really good.
I want that.
Yes. Oh yes. So I hope that answered yes the question.
If you have any question that we can talk next week, go ahead, write in, under the video. We're gonna be happy to talk about it.
Exactly. And let's now go into the kill of the week. So you might have heard about what happened in Perimeter.
What happened? Well, we talked a bit about it last week.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, we talked a bit about Keepstar in Nullsec, who have been attacked by goons, and also Asotio in Isaac. That have been attacked by goons and owned by the same people, both of them.
Well, more or less, but like they are like closely related.
Yeah, closely related.
Yeah.
So just for remember, I think you didn't say the same thing in French than in English. I know Ben said in French that it's gonna be the Keepstar we're gonna
Yeah, last week indeed killed. I was like betting on the Keepstar to be the one that,
yeah, but I think you bet on the Keepstar in French, and in English you realize that I was too awesome and I'm always right. So
yes,
you bet on the Sotio in English.
Exactly, them is right.
So yeah, so I'm right, and it's the Sotio who got killed, and two Sotio, so I'm twice right.
Yeah, you're double right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, man. I'm happy you saying it.
Yes. Thank yes. Exactly what she says. So, yeah, like it has been like a big tie dye fight over the weekend. It was on Saturday, if I remember correctly. If we look like both of Sotios have been emptied of rigs and fittings, so that it would not be too hard on the on the kill board.
Well, they knew they're gonna lose it.
Yeah,
because like they defend really well the Keepstar and let go the Sotios.
Yeah, but like now those Sotios could not be replaced. So
but who lost it? Like,
yeah. Well, the Sotios belongs to the TTC, so the Tranquility Trading Consortiums, that has been created by Test Alliance. Please ignore back where they were one of the big forces of New Eden. They are quite smaller after the last big war. And they've been, let's say, hurt a lot. And there's been a lot of talk between concerning the portion of the benefit that they were getting out of this of the deals that they got with the TTC, compared to the other big entities of NullSec that were also in the deal getting their own pay. So yeah, now that is those two are done, it's gonna be harder for PAH fraternity and all the others that are into the agreement to get their money. So instead of hitting the structure in NullSec, this one's gonna be cut in the income of those that were still affected by the income of the TTC. What do we got here? Yeah, so that's basically it.
Big show. Don't forget to ask us a question for the lore next week. It had a lot of speculation. I hope you're gonna enjoy that. I know some people just following us for that. It was at the beginning of the episode, so if you just arrived, you may wanna listen it back.
Yes.
And thank you a lot, guys, for listening.
And see you next week or at the Sugar Shack.
The Sugar Shack.
Au revoir.